shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening, this is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard live tonight over radio station WWCR on transmitters 3 and 4, that's 4.840 megahertz and 5.890 megahertz, and on radio station WBCQ, shortwave, that's 7.490 megahertz. You can go to our website, kingidentity.com, kingidentity.com. Go to the radio page and you'll see links for these stations and also a direct link for the Kingdom Concepts broadcast. If you would like to call tonight and participate in the program, the toll-free number is 877-924-7722. 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAHS-RACE. Tonight's topic will be on natural health. It's our annual Good Old Days program with a health emphasis. We will be talking about traditional and current techniques along with the dangers of establishment medicine. My guest is a dedicated professional with experience in nutritional therapy, chiropractic treatment, and related disciplines. I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Dr. Scott Preeb.
Hi, Mike. I'm glad to be on.
Well, we're glad to have you. Why don't we start by comparing where medicine and diet were traditionally with today, and both in the natural and establishment type medicine?
Okay. Yeah, we go back to turn of the 20th century. The death rate of cancer was about 3% in Europe, and diabetes was in people who were very old. People were pretty healthy for the most part. Of course, they didn't live that long because of a lot of accidents, of course, war.
I believe most of those deaths or a big percentage were childbirth.
Or childbirth or at work. On Free Speech TV, which you can also get online, also like DirecTV, Dish, DirecTV, Dish, the cable companies, you can find Free Speech TV on these providers for television. Also go online for Free Speech TV. They have right now a two-part documentary called Plutocracy, which really describes the takeover of corporations and how they were, like the 1% were controlling everyone else in the society. And it goes back to the 1800s, and it's a two-parter. It's very disturbing to watch. And, of course, what was happening then is happening now. It's just more propaganda. They have people pretty much brainwashed that everything's going to be okay. The next president's going to make it all good, et cetera, et cetera. And, but getting back to health, it's all about growing crops correctly. You know, organic means natural. It's using the manures, things like this, put back in the soil to have vital soils, not using petroleum fertilizer, which burns the soil out after a few years. And of course, when the soil is not healthy, the crop is not healthy. And so the insects go to devour the crop, or mold, etc., weeds. So it's understanding that to have healthy soil is to have healthy crops, and to have healthy crops is to have healthy people and healthy livestock. It is that simple. The famous agronomist, that's someone who studies soils, was Howell back in the 40s from England. I have his books. And of course, in America, it would be the professor from the Missouri University, Albright. He wrote a number of books on soils. But eventually he was gotten rid of when the big agricultural chemical companies came in and said, look, we'll give your university huge amounts of money, but teach these new farmers that chemical fertilizers and herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, etc., is the way to go and is the future for farming. And of course, it's not. Why would you grow crops and then put poison on them to bring them to market? I mean, who would do this? It just doesn't make sense. And who would use chemical fertilizers made from petroleum to put on the soil to have better crop yields? And you may have a better yield maybe the first couple of years, but you're burning out the soil and the nutritional value of the crops keeps going down. And so with vital crops grown correctly, animals raised correctly, you have a healthy population. And they're healthy in physique, and they're healthy mentally. And I can't stress that enough. And of course, during the 20th century, chemistry was coming into vogue. And of course, chemistry is using chemicals. And now we can make eventually vitamins with chemicals. And of course, a chemical vitamin or synthetic is not the same as natural. And of course, we're taught they're all the same in school, but it's not correct. The famous Dr. Royal Lee, who founded Standard Process Laboratories in Milwaukee, now their factory and farms, of course, are in Palmyra, Wisconsin. That's west of Milwaukee. And Dr. Royal Lee, he understood what a vitamin was and was not. He was an engineer, in a sense, a biochemist. He became a dentist. He never practiced dentistry. He was more interested in the equipment and how to make it cheaper for the dentist. And, of course, he has a company for doctors where they have their own food supplements. And, of course, their farms are organic. And they have formulas to help the body get better. The thing is, do I cure problems? No. I recognize what the body is missing nutrition-wise and give the body what it needs, and the body repairs itself. If a person breaks their arm and the doctor puts a cast on it, the cast did not heal the bones, the body did. It's all about giving the body what it needs to repair. And it comes in, of course, nutrition comes from the soil, from the sun, breathing clean air, having clean water. And things have changed greatly since even the 1800s to now. The food is revitalized the time it gets to the table. The nutritional value has gone down drastically. And as the nutritional value has gone down in our food, illnesses have increased. And of course, now there's a insurance code for obesity. And there are very many obese people and overweight people in this country and most Western societies. And it's because mostly what the problem is sugar in everything. And that's refined sugar. And the body can't handle that. We need saturated fats. Of course, we're taught a number of decades ago, especially in 1985, that saturated fat is bad for you. It causes heart disease, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, if you looked at a blood book on cholesterol in 1984, someone, let's say, is between 40 and 49 years old, their total cholesterol could be from 160 to 320 and be normal. That's 1984. I have a medical book, a blood book right here, on page 12. Again, if you were 40 to 49 years old, looking at this one age group, your total cholesterol in 1984, normal was considered 160 to 320. Then you go to a new blood book for 1985, and they consider that you have to be 200 or below in total cholesterol. Well, what happened? Well, what happened was the statin drugs or anti-cholesterol drugs came out. And to make a lot of money, you have to have a problem. And if you can measure something, let's say with blood work, okay, so if cholesterol is a problem, let's lower the values across the board so everyone now needs the drug to lower cholesterol. It's about money, which is sad. Of course, the real problem was never cholesterol, and especially not cholesterol in our food. It was refined sugar. And, of course, different MDs are coming out now saying that, oh, we've discovered that it's not cholesterol that's the problem. It's refined sugar, as if all of a sudden they know the problem. Well, we as chiropractors knew it way back in the 70s, even before that, that refined sugar was the problem. I have books back in the 20s and 30s saying the same thing. I have McCann's books, very famous chemist. He wrote books, about four books, I have all of them, on what was happening to our food chain. And his books came out like 1919, 1920, 1924. I have all of them. And he described vividly what was happening then with the food and through the food production and with refined sugar. And of course, you know, what he said is true then, it's true now.
Excuse me, we have one caller from New York, Rochester, New York. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. Is this Mike? This is Walt.
How do you do?
Hi. I just called in just now, and I'm listening, and you're talking about health issues and food. I have a question, though, that's not related to that. It's about one of your CDs. Can I ask you a question about it?
Go ahead. Be a brief reply.
I listened to this CD, very good, by Mr. Van Groove, I think, and he's passed away. I called support for Terry at your place, and he said something very interesting on there. And the title of the CD was called Who is an American Citizen?
Program by Robert Weingrut.
Yes. Now, I understand he passed away, but I have a question, Mike, about something very interesting and important, too. He said that the U.S. coins, the money, not the paper Federal Reserve notes, but the U.S. coins, there can be no interest charged on them. Now, can you tell me how I can find out more about that?
I'm sorry, I can't. I know some other people worked with him, but I don't know their names or where they are, and he's passed on, so I just can't.
Well, how old is that CD, do you know?
It was made for us probably in the late 90s. It was a series of broadcasts he made for us, and then I combined different broadcasts together and put them on the hour format. Back then we had a 15-minute daily broadcast, and so I combined them to make the hour format and replayed it last month.
Yeah. I would say, anybody listening, that CD is very good. What I'm thinking, Mike, is just the preliminary investigation of this. What he's saying is it's Article 1, Section 8 in the U.S. Constitution, where Congress shall make the coin and regulate the value thereof. At least if that's still true, that part of the Constitution is still alive. Because if the Federal Reserve people can't get to those coins, that's very important. And you can build on that, a way to get after these people. But I won't get into it now, but I've listened to the rest of the show about the health. It sounds very interesting. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. I'm sorry I can't help you more.
Yeah, and now we bless you and your guests.
You can listen to online on our archives, radio archives page.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Dr. Priebe,
yes.
I know that the body can help repair itself through nutrition and through supplements. Can it renew itself to a more healthful, youthful state through anything else, or is that the primary thing you depend on, especially elderly people, 80, 90, 100, whatever?
Well, primary, it always starts with good food. That means, produce that is grown correctly, animals that are raised correctly. I try to get farm-raised eggs where chickens run around. Chickens are not vegetarians. And of course, you go to some of these stores and they have eggs from vegetarian chickens. Well, I'm sorry, chickens are not vegetarians. They eat grubs and bugs and everything else. You want to get beef that's grass-fed, and chickens that run around like they should, things like this, fish that are caught wild, farm salmon, these lot of antibiotics and things like that. It's not very healthy. So the more you can keep the poisons out of our body, the herbicides, the pesticides, the fungicides, get clean water, breathe clean air. Also your thoughts, having positive thoughts, not being stressed all the time, which seems to be harder these days. It's being at peace with yourself, having gratitude and forgiveness is very important. Also being able to, cleanse the body. I took the course for the Gerson course on cancer. Max Gerson was a very famous MD, and he did a lot with cancer through particular juicing and eating organically. And of course, they would do coffee enemas, and which is a low bowel enema, like 5 cups of coffee. And that what the coffee enema did is that it would lay on your right side, you'd do the enema, and the coffee, the caffeine and things goes right through the bloodstream to the liver. The liver dumps the bile, and the bile absorbs toxins. And if you hold the enema for 12 minutes, you cleanse the blood 4 times. And it reduces the bloodstream toxins. Now with the cancer patients, that was very important. Because they would do, with every 3 juices they did at the clinic, then they would do 1 enema. And of course they were also having, again, organic food during the day. And of course that would help them recover. But of course, sometimes they'd have to do chemotherapy or radiation or surgery because some cancers are very, very aggressive. So to think that with some cancers, you can just go in and do some juicing, or do some enemas, is going to be the answer. It's much more than that.
Well, can the body renew itself after the damage is done through chemo and bad diet and bad drugs from the establishment medicine?
Well, yes. I mean, the body is really a marvelous machine. It's incredible. And you can renew yourself. And there's some doctors out there doing incredible things, even with cancer, and turning people around. One person, of course, he's passed away, was V.E. Irons. His company, Spring Green, for doctors, they're out of Kansas City, also known as Spring Green with one G, or Green Life, or Sony. The Green Life and Sony are their nutrients that are sold out of health food stores, and they have natural vitamin C from Arsola berry, wild Spanish orange, a little bit of blackstrap molasses and honey. That's real vitamin C, the whole C complex. They have their barley grass, which I think is the best around. And they have their flax oil and wheat germ together, you know, things like that. They even have a kit for cleansing where you take bentonite clay with some water and some of the silica husk, and you drink it, and then you take the nutrients an hour and a half later, and you repeat that during the day, and that also helps in detoxing the body. And there's different ways of understanding this. You can call them, the Irons people in Kansas City, and they have even things they can send you to read literature. They have a couple of CDs on Irons. One, he talks about this preacher who lived in the same town that Irons lived. And by the way, Irons lived to be like 98 years old. He remarried at about age 70 and had another family. He got interested in health because at around 30 years old, he had a spinal problem where the spine was starting to fuse together and through spurring. And he would eventually probably be in a stoop position the rest of his life if he kept living the way he lived. And so he started to eat correctly, started doing enemas, colonics, and he, within a year, he had his health back. And from then on, he lectured throughout the country, and he formed his company and grew crops like barley grass, things like this, and made a fine line of food supplements, which is still going on today. It was interesting that his lectures, he was talking about different government research, like from the agricultural department of the federal government, and stating things about nutrition and about the food being destroyed and the soils. And the AMA did not like that. And so they took him to court as a misdemeanor, and they would have doctors there, and when he would say something that the federal government said about crops, things like this, what was happening to the food chain, they would ask a medical doctor on the stand, does this mean anything? Oh, no, it means nothing. And so they prosecuted Irons, and if I remember right, they put him in jail for a year and for just stating the truth. Same thing happened to Dr. Royal Lee. And, the truth can be very prickly, as they say. Or as Orwell says, truth is lies and lies is truth. That's kind of what's happened. So how do you get your health? Well, eat correctly. Instead of eating donuts and bagels and white bread and things like this, you want to eat, some fruit, hopefully organic. You eat, if you're hungry between meals, have a little pouch of walnuts, maybe some prunes. I like Paul Newman's prunes. They have no sulfites in it. There's no pits in it. Prunes are very nutritious, very mineral enriched. Now, things like this, you want to substitute fake food, processed food, for real food. In about 2 weeks, the craving for sugar will go away. And you can, for sugar, you want honey. Raw honey is what you want. Especially honey that's not boiled. And, real honey will crystallize after a while. You just warm it up in a little bowl of warm water. But, honey is very nutritious. And it stabilizes blood sugar for a long period of time. By refined sugar, within 20 minutes of eating a donut, your blood sugar skyrockets and then crashes. Then you want another donut or another cookie. And it's, very insidious. And of course, refined sugar leads to type 2 diabetes, can lead to arthritis, heart problems, etc. There's no question about that. Processed food, you have poor health. Real food with dense minerals and things like that leads to health. This machine we have as a body thrives on good food. Just like a car thrives on gasoline. Now you look at water, you look at gasoline, well, they're both liquid, right? But you wouldn't put water in your gas tank. It's not going to work. Same with the human body. You need to put
gasoline in your body.
Exactly, yeah. I wouldn't put gasoline in my body, but I would put proper water in. And of course, they put fluoride in water, which is not good for you. You know, chlorine, things like this. So it's good to get spring water, if possible. Better than actually distilled water, really. That's another topic in itself.
Well, it's easy to avoid junk food, but for some of us, affording organic food is pretty rough because it's beyond our budget.
Well, I kind of disagree in the sense that, like, I'll go to the farmer's market and I can buy, basically produce pretty inexpensive, and you bring home a lot of it. And I'm not going to get, of course, the meat, I have to watch that, but I can get some hamburger or some chicken, you know, not too expensive. Eggs, of course, is no problem. Of course, eggs are complete protein and very, very good for you. And you want olive oil. You want coconut oil. Very good for you. You want butter. Even raw butter is better if you can find it. Even raw milk. I get raw milk, but once a week. It's not difficult to find. And that's very nutritious for you. Of course, some people say you shouldn't drink milk. Well, pasteurized, homogenized milk, you do not want. It's a dead product. But real milk has protein in there, saturated fat, minerals, things like this. You say, what about lactose intolerance? Well, with pasteurized milk, you pasteurize it, of course, under high heat, and you destroy all the enzymes. And you destroy the lactase enzyme that you need to break down lactose. So that's where the problem arises. And lactose will absorb water, and you have distress, maybe some diarrhea. But with natural milk, that's not the problem. And what's really important with natural milk is that when you break down lactose, you break it down to glucose and galactose. Why is that important? Because we need galactose to help with our myelin sheath repair of the nerves. Okay? We have to have it. And of course, we start to refine the grains. We take out the bran and the germ, and leave just the starch, we have problems. So when we started to refine the grains and pasteurize the milk Then we started seeing problems like MS, like polio, like heart problems. Because we started to take our food and take away important nutrients, which the body needs to live, when we see these problems, these illnesses surface. And of course they say MS is a virus. Okay, fine. But multiple sclerosis, it's like you have an inner tube of a tire. Well, think of a nerve, and insulation covers the nerve, like the insulation that covers a wire. And of course, think of the insulation starts to degrade, and the wire is exposed. Now the impulse can't get through because the insulation is eroded. Then the body puts a plaque over it, or like an inner tube patch, and now the nerve works. And so that's what we're seeing, is that the multiple sclerosis is not the disease, it's the body trying to repair. Of course, it needs B complex to do that, and it needs galactose and a few other factors. So do I treat MS? No. But I see problems that are deficiency problems, and I give the patient what they need for the body to repair itself. So I'm improving the patient's diet and nutritional value into their body so the body can repair itself. And so that's how that is.
I got an email from one of our listeners saying that his wife was into health and especially essential oils. How do you feel about those along with other things like herbs and homeopathic medicine, et cetera?
Yeah, essential oils, some people use that. Of course, they're put under a distillation process under high heat. And I think you're getting, that's a little bit different. I've not really used that. I use other things that are very more effective that I've done over 35 years. But some people do see some results. Homeopathic, of course, this homeopathic comes from Germany where they use tinctures. And I've never seen that great results, but some people get that. You know, there's more ways to skin a cat than just one in that respect.
Well, it always seemed to me that essentially, in theory, that homeopathic medicine was similar to vaccines. I realize they're two different things, but the theory behind both are similar.
Well, yeah, you suppose you take the illness and you keep reducing it to its lowest value of energy, in a sense. And that's the thought of that. The vaccine industry, if you go back to the late 1700s with Dr. Edward Jenner, his theory was that smallpox was caused actually from the infected hoof of a horse called the grease, and that pus of the hoof of the horse would be transferred to the teat or tit of the cow, and the sore on the cow with that pus would stop you from getting smallpox. Of course, that was a myth of dairy maids. And of course, none of Dr. Jenner's peers believed that. And they knew of cases of someone who had cowpox. It was just a sore, and later developed smallpox and died. But that's how the vaccine theory actually started. It's quite embarrassing. I have Jenner's work. I have the drawings he drew. I have the whole sort of history of it. As doctors, the history of smallpox and Edward Jenner and cowpox, they really don't know the true history of it. And Jenner wrote two papers on his hypothesis or theory. One was in 1796, and he presented it to the Royal Society of London, which he was a member of, and they rejected it. They said it wasn't very, very scientific, and they just didn't want. They said it would hurt your credibility. And then 1798 came along, and they had an outbreak of the infection of horses' hoofs caused the grease, which was winter time, and all he did was he took his paper from 1796, changed some things, talked about the grease and all this, and biggest thing is he changed his title of his thesis to not cowpox of the cow, but smallpox of the cow. That's what did it. And things took off. Make a long story short, there was no immunity. There never was. And he got paid a lot of money. And it took off. And the doctors were using any type of pus they could find to scratch into people's arms. And a lot of people were dying and getting sick. Babies were dying. It was a mess. I have books going back on vaccinations to the 1800s and through the 20th century to now, and a lot written by medical doctors exposing the question of vaccinations. It's just disturbing to learn this, really, kind of depressing. But of course, talk about polio. You say, for sure, polio vaccine worked. Well, it did not. Cases of polio after the vaccine came on the scene would not be cases of polio after that. They made it harder to diagnose polio after the vaccine came out. And like make a long story short, it didn't work. And a lot of people got sick.
Effectiveness of herbs?
Yeah, herbs, I can use many herbs from Standard Process. They are produced by Terry Bone out of Australia. Dr. Bone is probably the most authoritative person on herbs in the world. And the problem is a lot of herbs are irradiated as they come in this country. They put under x-ray, which makes them ineffective. There was a study of echinacea of like 40 different companies, and all of them, pretty much all of them, did not have the active ingredient in their echinacea product. So it's a slippery slope. You know, look at herbs. The thing is what you're buying effective? Is what you're buying have the active ingredient? Is the herb processed properly and under low heat? A lot of things you have to be aware of, even with getting nutrients. A lot of companies out there, mostly synthetic, chemically made, which is not a nutrient, or they're Christian pure. It's like they take a tanker of vegetable oil, they put it through a distillation process, which is high heat, with chemical solvents, and all you end up with vitamin E is an essence of banana peel. That's a call for all. You're missing the other ingredients that make it work. And they give it high unit dosages. So all you're getting with the call for all is that, you know, it's excreted through the kidneys and has the same side effects as vitamin E deficiency. And that's the work from Mueller, a Danish scientist, back in the 30s. The Schutte brothers, the MDs from Ontario, Canada, knew this. And they could stop miscarriages by giving unrefined wheat germ oil. They knew that the tocopherols did not work, and they knew that from Mueller's work. But these things tend to be lost. You'd think the research goes forward. It doesn't happen that way. The things with vaccinations didn't go forward. The truth about that. It's just sad.
How about, health food products in general, products that come out of a health food store? What's their value, if any?
I would say, assertively, at least 95% are no good. I get things like Brewer's yeast. That's a good product. Lewis Laboratories Brewer's yeast is a good product for B-complex. You know, it's natural. At least you're getting adequate B-complex in that. You may get some barley grasses out of the health food store. Again, Sony's products from VE Irons Company, or Green Life are great products. I use them for my patients as spring green. That's a doctor's label. But those are good products you can hang your hat on. It has to be from food and hopefully processed with low heat, like at, 100 degrees or less. So, but yeah, it's just about, finding a health professional who hopefully has proper education. I kind of teach a lot of doctors what I know. It's just sharing knowledge. I'm always going to learn more every day. And it's getting harder.
There's a lot of doctors who are in it for the money, not for the healing of their patient.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I look at my work as a calling. It's not about how much money I can make. It's not about that. It's about, can I get this person better? And if I can't get them better, who can? Because a patient comes to my door does not mean I can help them. It could be at the wrong place. I've had patients come in and, brain cancer. I've seen them with metastasis of prostate cancer, where a third of the femur bone is gone. Like someone took a bite out of it. Things like this. Not nice things. I refer out. You have to. There are some great doctors out there doing things. In America, you treat cancer as a chiropractor. You still want to do that. And I don't. But I can help them with good nutrition, with repair, and things like this. But the problem is, we are sicker than ever before. We are so sick in the history of mankind, in the sense of just everyday problems. You ask a patient what's wrong, what's your problem? They say, doctor, let me tell you my problems. I got high blood pressure. I got diabetes. I have arthritis. I got stomach problems. I got hemorrhoids. I mean, it's like 7, 8, 9 things. And they're on all types of medication. And at times where you have to be on some meds, because the problem has gone so far that the meds are saving your life or extending it. And if you have a really bad blood sugar, let's say you're at 600, you have to be on insulin or you're going to die. Now, can I help them get their insulin down? Most likely. I had one patient where he was 350 blood sugar, and I got him back down to normal on a few supplements and eating correctly. And the body responded.
Been advancements in testing in the establishment medicine, and there's advancements in certain types of surgery and so on. Is there a continued advancement in the understanding of nutrition and so on among those who understand natural health?
Well, what's happening, like some chiropractors learn clinical nutrition, or nutrition, whatever you want to call it. The medical doctors are more apt to be drugs and surgery, which is allopathic. Allopathic philosophy is you treat the signs and symptoms. You're not treating the illness. You're not getting the problem resolved. So long as you take this medication, you're not as sick as you were. But you got to take the medication. I want to get at the problem. Let's get you where you were before you got sick. Let's regain your health. Of course, again, some patients, they have to be on some meds because it had so much damage and been sick for so long that you sometimes have to, you know, encourage them to stay on the medication because the damage has been so chronic. I talked to one woman. She had gone off her thyroid medication, and she had no thyroid gland. They irradiated it, and I said, look, you have to go back to your medical doctor, and you have to get on your thyroid medication. There's no question that you have to do that. And so to think that each case is different, you have to look at the patient correctly. You have to look at their meds, and you have to do things correctly. And, of course, nutrition is always a viable option because everyone needs good nutrition. And so that's really what it's about. Good food, at least get organic potatoes. Because potatoes is a heavily sprayed crop. I was up in northern Maine, and I could tell you they're out there spraying those potatoes a few times a week. And so I always want to get organic potatoes. And of course, that's what you want. Just like a clean food, and it's not that hard. And you want to network with people in your area. You also want to find a chapter, the Weston A. Price chapter in your area. Weston A. Price. He's a famous doctor, a famous dentist. He went all over the world for 10 years back in the 30s. He'd go up way up in the mountains where the food of commerce did not get to those people. Everything they ate, drank, and breathed, they had to get off the land. And they're very healthy. They have actually almost no tooth decay, no TB, no crime. They're all mentally and physically stable. But when the food of commerce came in, it all changed. And that's what happened to us.
Well, so several hundred years ago, there wasn't any of that. But what about food balance? I know that sometimes people are in an area where there's a limited amount of crops or healthy animals. What would you recommend as a proper balanced diet?
Well, you need saturated fats, butter, again, coconut oil, olive oil. You need, you want to stay away from corn. You want to stay away from, foods, these seeds from Monsanto, these genetic engineered foods, very bad. And just get some vegetable every day, some protein, and some saturated fat. You get raw milk, that's great. Again, get with a Weston A. Price chapter in your area. Go to westernaprice.org and you can find a chapter in your area or start one and work with the Weston A. Price people out of Washington, D.C., Valley Fallon. Very good people. And their website has very good information on this topic about how to eat right, cod liver oil, things like this. If you go to Weston A. Price, you would have a gold mine of information. And that's, I think, what I tell all my patients is to use that website. It answers questions on cholesterol, how to feed your kids, yourself, everything. You can't go wrong with that. But we're at a peak now in history where we're under climate destruction. The 1% of the population, these rogue corporations, want to take Santar from shale, dirty oil. They want to pump more oil out of the ground. And we're heading to climate destruction. Go to Do the Math documentary. Do the Math is a great documentary on climate destruction. And they're killing us more with the food that's being produced that's devitalized. And we're getting to different peak problems at this time in history. And it's just interesting to watch it develop.
And, well, the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. And I think that's proven over and over. I might say, health-wise, one of the beginning steps is following the biblical food laws. God knows more about our body than we do, and he gave us certain food laws to follow, which are for health, or if they violate those food laws with the scavengers and predators and stuff that we're told not to eat, that it will damage our bodies. If anybody would like to call, we only have about 5 minutes left. You better get your call in now. The number is 877-924-7722. Toll-free number, 877-924-7722, 877-YAWS-RACE. Go ahead.
Also, another good website is Dr. David Perlmutter. He's a neurologist. He talks about the gut, the flora of the gut. He's a really good doctor. I listen to him on YouTube. But Dr. Perlmutter, you can get him on his website there and subscribe to his emails. He's very good. Again, Weston A. Price is a very good person to listen to also to understand. When I started learning this, I was 35 years old or 34. I had 3 degrees, 10 years of college. And I met Dr. Richard Murray, who knew clinical nutrition, and he was taught by Dr. Royal Lee. So I'm third generation. He told me at 35 years old, he said, "Preeb, you won't even understand this stuff until you're in your 40s," which he was right. And I got all the research, all the books that he lent me to. I have a tremendous library, and now I'm 65, and I'm still learning. But it's easy. It really is easy. It's so simple, nobody believes it. If I take these nutrients, I get better? Yes. If I eat correctly, I get better? Yes. Another doctor you want to go to is Dr. Melvin Page. And he talks about eating correctly. A lot of vegetables. You want protein every meal. It's not a lot. And you want saturated fat, raw cheese. Also, you can get almost anywhere today. And so, it's not hard. It's just started. And so you just make better choices every day of what to eat. And if man has tampered with it, you got to think twice about that. You want to get as close to natural as you can. And that's how you can get your health back and retain it. And again, go to VE Irons website, Spring Green, and check that out. Looks like we're getting almost at the top of the hour there, Mike.
Yeah, we got a couple more minutes. Would you like to give some contact information in case people would like to get in touch with you?
Oh, gee, I'm so busy now as it is. That's the thing.
And I know you're moving to Ireland, I guess, to set up practice over there. Are they more open to natural health in Ireland than in the States?
I think so. What's nice is the government's more stable, put it that way, in that respect. But we're working on that right now to see if that's going to come to fruition or flourishing. But you can email me at Dr. Scott Preeb at yahoo.com. It's Dr. Scott Preeb, P as in Peter, R as in Rabbit, I, E as in Easter, B as in Boy, E as in Easter, at yahoo.com. But I hope I was a help tonight.
Certainly you're always a help. The problem is if people will follow the truth or not. A lot of them hear it and they don't act on it. Hey, we do have another call. It's also from New York. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, doctor. I want to ask you a question. I called earlier, but this is about a food question. Someone told me that most of these commercial cheeses you buy have pig enzymes in there. Can you tell me what cheeses, how you can find out when you don't have that in there? And also, do you have a way I can, any information on the internet I can look up? Because I can't, I'm limited to my access to computers.
Yeah, I got the first question pretty good. Raw cheese, you want raw cheese from natural raw milk. All the enzymes are intact. Pasteurized cheese, it's as good as a dead product and causes phlegm problems. So anything that's natural is what you want. You want the enzymes are very important. You go to the library and you can get these websites and get their addresses. Again, I think one of the biggest ones is Weston A. Price. I have his book that he wrote many, many decades ago. And it's still, the truth is the truth. The truth came out 100 years ago and is the truth then. It's still the truth now. And that's what's important.
Could you spell your name and his and Mr. The other person's name slowly, please? It's hard to hear you.
Okay, yeah, but it will have to be quick because we're out of time.
Yeah, it's Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, A is an apple, price, like you pricing something out, .org. And, of course, it's Dr. Scott Priebe, P-R-I-E-B-E, at yahoo.com. Okay, Mike,
well, thank
I think
you
we're out of
again
time.
For being on the air, but we're just out of time.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a CD of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.